Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's once again time for us to talk about the outdoors. Today, I've got a special guest that's going to teach you something. He's already taught me a fishing technique that I'm going to put to use a lot. Guy Jason Barber. Jason, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, Luke.
You know what? Dead sticking is a term a lot of striper fishermen know about. Striper fishermen have been dead sticking a long time, and I think largemouth bass fishermen. Dead sticking, as you proved to me, is an absolute lethal way to catch a bunch of big white bass when the water is cool, right?
That's right, Luke. It's a broad term. I mean, you can dead stick doing a lot of stuff, and it basically just means not putting a lot of action to your bait. But what we're doing is we're finding a lot of bait balls out in the middle of a lake, and, you know, my lake, 30 to 50 foot deep water. We don't have anything over a lot of, you know, 50 foot water. But all the bait in the wintertime, when you get the water drops down in the 40s, water temperatures, all that bait just goes out to the basin of the lake, and they stack up out in the middle, and, you know, all the fish follow them. We catch several species of fish, but the majority of the fish we're catching is just giant white bass, you know, all size white bass, but a lot of big ones and a lot of hybrid striper mixed in there with them. But you have a lot of suspended fish. You find that bait on your graph. You can do that by just patrolling around out in the middle of the lake. You don't have to put a lot of work into looking at points and humps and ridges and stuff. Just the basin of the lake, you find that bait activity and you'll find the fish. And if you got a lot of wind, you want to anchor. If you don't have any wind, it's best to drift. And you just drop anything from a crappie size shad imitation to a bass size shad imitation on a jig head, you know, 1/8 ounce up to a 1/2 ounce, 3/4 ounce if it's pretty windy. And you get it down there on the bottom, then you raise it up according to what the fish look like on your depth finder. If they're 2 or 3 foot off the bottom, then you put it just above their head. If they're 10 foot off the bottom, you put it just above their head, and you'll get your most aggressive strikes right on top of that school. But they're definitely out there in the wintertime, and they definitely will bite because they're feeding up for, you know, the springtime they spawn. So they feed up in the winter. And we catch some of the biggest fish of the year doing this. And the real trick is we're banging on the boat, going against everything you've ever been taught. You know, everybody's told you be quiet when you fish. But for these particular fish, they key on thousands of birds out there feeding on those bait too. So those birds make a lot of noise. So we're thumping and bumping on the boat. You can use a wooden dowel rod. I use a heavy wall PVC pipe, but anything, a rubber mallet, you know, you can bang and beat on that boat kind of erratically, send some vibrations through the water. You watch that depth finder, you're going to see those fish come follow you and look for what's going on there. And the bite is very light, so you have to kind of be tuned in to what you're doing and be aware of where your bait is in the water column at all times, you know, because you want to know how far you are off the bottom. And that's going to be key to getting those bites. And when you do get a bite, you have to kind of be watching the tip of your rod and feeling for it, because it's no more than what you'd get if you were crappie fishing. It's just going to be a tap, and you got to hit him right then, you know, because they'll spit it out once they figure it out. It's not what they want.
It's a lot of fun, Jason. It's a fun way to fish in a very productive way. And our listeners, folks, you can go to our website here on High Plains Public Radio, and you can see a picture and have a little write-up. We're going to have a little write-up there with some instructions. And, Jason, folks are listening from Nebraska to the Texas Panhandle. So up in Kansas and Nebraska, that water's cold. This bite may go on up there possibly through the end of April, maybe into May in that cooler water, do you think?
I guarantee you. I mean, you know, if you're an avid white bass fisherman or a striper fisherman, you're going to know about when that spring spawn takes place. So leading up to the days, you know, just when that usually takes place on your calendar, that bite should hold all the way until then, you know, and you should be able to get out in the deep water and graph around, and you'll see if that's where the bait fish are. And if that's where those bait are, then that's where those big fish are going to be.
You bet. Jason, thanks very much, buddy. And we're going to get you back and let you shed a little more light on this very, very effective technique. How about that?
All right. Well, everybody, y'all throw a few back because it's super, super effective.
Good way to get a fish fry. Folks, make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery, With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.